Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Thank you for listening. We're here 2 to 6 every day. You can listen on your radio, 94.1, in the free Odyssey app, or we are streaming live on YouTube every day so you can look at us, you see what we're wearing, see what we look like, stare deeply into our eyes, like I'm doing right now. I'm looking right at the YouTube camera. I know they like that.
They'll also see Broads live.
Oh, we're gonna figure that out
in video. He's all set up and good to go. A beautiful Broads.
Well, YouTube Broads is something else.
Yeah, I mean, dude,
that's a different guy.
He's always a still shot.
Yeah,
is insane. He looks like a crazy person.
Yeah, looks like a lunatic. He's always doing this. This is for the YouTube people. The Broads YouTube stills on his channel are always like this.
Yeah.
Like he's yeah.
Yeah, like
that.
It's good though. That's why he's made a name for himself.
Yep, absolutely. Let's talk a little baseball. Why don't we?
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Tell Jackie Baseball.
So I have an update on ringthebellbook.com.
Oh, yeah. This is brought to you by ringthebellbook.com. next five orders. Free shipping, autographed as well.
And Eichel autographed him, he said.
Yeah, we
the next five.
Yep. Looks like he's going to be pushed back into mid-June, late June.
Push back?
Hey, listen.
What?
I don't know. We got an update on...
Is the production down? What are we doing?
But I don't know what's going on.
Okay.
But I think it's going to be pushed back a little bit.
Do you need me to start yelling at people managing this process?
Yeah, because me and Kevin are both more... laid-back individuals. Might need to hire Spike and give him 3%.
You need somebody that's... Yeah.
I'll do a complimentary.
I'll give him 3%.
I'll give you 3%.
I'll complimentary manage it for you.
Listen, you got nothing else going on.
Do it pro bono.
Give me a free book.
Yes, I get a free book.
Did you say pro bono?
Yes.
Okay, the Blue Chew read is...
Yes,
I got him!
I knew that was coming.
Got him. Tomorrow night, come hang out with me and Seltzer. We are at Maxie's on Temple's campus.
What's going on with this High Hope Jackie Baseball Report?
Oh, we got a plug.
What else do you have to say? I mean,
sell. Just we're going to have, Miller Lights.
Where is it? Where's Maxie's?
Maxie's on Temple's campus.
Okay.
Yeah, so we'll be hanging out there tomorrow. Phil's Braves. Jesus Lizardo on the mound. You guys excited? What?
Did Seltzer go to Temple?
Yes.
Does this count as the old guy going back to the campus?
Yeah, it does.
To drink?
I don't know if he requested personally to get back on Temple's campus.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
Yeah, because he went there for post-grad, too. Oh. Like when he was basically 35 years old, he said, let me go back to college.
Oh, and
he
went back to Temple. Out of control.
Yeah.
Worked out for him.
Yeah, yep. Way better than what he's doing before. He's a sales guy. Imagine dealing with Seltzer as a sales guy.
Oh, well, you
Seltzer was in sales?
Yeah. He was miserable.
You buy it just to get him to stop bothering you.
And he was a waiter.
Yeah. Was he?
Yeah.
Seltzer was a waiter?
He was a waiter.
With all that leg shaking?
Well, could you imagine, like, if someone's meal...
just imagine them like this.
Was delayed or anything? Or imagine the people at the table saying, hey, can you send this back?
Oh, that was Seltzer.
The bulldog. Bulldog. So, Mundo Sosa in left field. Yeah. Now, made the great catch.
Yep.
But that sixth inning was really obvious as to why, I don't know.
Popcorn arm.
When he's not hitting 500, it's going to be hard to put him out there.
Yeah, he can't throw.
It was the one where he tried to throw home on the Murphy.
And
the Murphy single.
Third, they cut it off. The first one bounced four times.
He took 18 crow hops. Yeah. I thought he was going to trip in left field. And yeah, that's the difference between an infield arm and an outfield arm. Yeah. That was on display. So the catch is great. Obviously, there's some miscommunication. By the way, if you're Johan Rojas, the guy's never played left field his entire life.
Call him off.
Take control out there. That's the center fielder's job, you know? So that was frustrating. Although, I think Wheeler's getting let off the hook a little bit too much for that. I know that if they catch the ball, they're fine. But he walked Jared Kelnick next, who stinks.
Yeah.
And that was Sean Murphy's, you know, he's just getting back from injury. Like, Zach Wheeler could not close out innings last night.
No.
That was a big issue. So Sosa in left field, not the hottest start there. I hope that while Boehm is in this struggling thing, because he does, you watch him and he looks like he's putting a lot of pressure on himself, and I think he's feeling a lot of pressure, obviously, you know, I think that's clear by watching him. Castellanos is off to a really good start, at least for the time being. Just flip those two. I mean,
have Boehm hit fifth?
Yeah.
Sure. And get Casty up there a little bit higher. He's interesting this year. Like, I know it's a small thing, but he's keeping his hands connected longer through the strike zone. That grand slam on Sunday was the first time I noticed it. And on a couple of hits yesterday, like, he's just keep two hands on the bat and keeping it through the strike zone. So it's been interesting from him so far.
I thought the quote from him, maybe it was after the grand slam. I forget what game it was after. But I expected him with this whole chasing thing and new commitment. I expected when Castellanos would be asked about it for him to give some sort of flippant, sort of unserious answer. But he gave a serious answer about what they're doing. And I like Castellanos generally, but the fact that he is so dialed into improving as a hitter and sort of this new mission, I think it says a lot about him that I didn't expect. Actually.
Well, the one thing with Cassie that I don't think he gets enough credit for is he's definitely one of the leaders on this team. You know, like he is someone that I think a lot of people in that clubhouse respect from like going about it and playing 162 last year. Mm-hmm. And while, you know, some of the comments he makes were like, what is that? I think inside the clubhouse, he is viewed as one of the veteran leaders, even when he's going through his struggles.
You're making a face.
Yeah. Me?
Yeah.
I'm good with Cassie.
No, I know. Okay. I couldn't tell if you disagreed.
I'm disagreeing.
One thing here before last kind of finishing up, just pointing out that Justin Crawford's hitting 325 in AAA, and they put him there immediately, didn't send him back to AA. I don't know how it's going to shake out. You know, I don't know what their plan is there, but if he keeps hitting well, Marsh is struggling. If they feel like they need a little bit of a jump start here, I don't know if you can have Marsh and Crawford up, and like Rojas would obviously go down. That's another lefty in center field.
Let Crawford play.
But I think that might be a decision in a month and a half.
Let's see one of these guys. Let's see one of these young guys. Let him play.
Now, his problem is he's another ground ball guy, but he's hit over 300 at every level. You know, like at some point, he kind of just is what he is. So we'll see.
Oh, another ground ball guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But the difference between him and Boehm is that he's super, super fast, right. And Boehm is not.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's a...
Well, also, the difference is the one guy's got 4 years of major league experience hitting major league baseballs.
Yeah, and Crawford's 22.
And the other guy doesn't.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just saying at some point, you know, Marsh is going to be what he is. He's a fine player. He's a nice player, whatever. Mm-hmm. But if Marsh is your guy that spells him in center field once every four games and then spells Kepler in left field, you know, once every four or five games. Like,
a lot of question marks, man, I'm hearing from you guys for a team that's got 95 wins. Like, you guys want to change. I hear both of you guys at the beginning of the season, I'm doing the under in to win totals. You guys are way over.
Well, it was 93 or something.
You're full of confidence.
Yes.
They'll take down the Dodgers. We're 2 weeks into the season, and we're changing the bullpen. We're changing the lineup. We want to bench Boehm. Well, how good could you have felt about the team 2 weeks ago? all if 2 weeks in, we're changing everything.
First of all, I always wanted Boehm gone. Second of all, every baseball team is like this. There's no really good baseball teams except for the Dodgers. The Phillies are the best of the
frauds.
Rest of them.
The Dodgers are frauds. They lost now,
my
three
only
straight.
Point is that you felt good about the team the way it was constructed before you started seeing them play. They're playing. They got the best chase rate in baseball. Mm-hmm. Like, all these things, and you guys want to switch up everything.
We're monitoring the Crawford situation. We're monitoring in there. Easy. And final thing.
You guys are nuts. I know you guys have no patience. That's what it is.
I'm not patient at all.
Well, at least he's admitting it.
We have bad chase rates. Yeah.
I have a terrible chase rate.
I feel
rate.
Like I'm pretty I'm mostly patient. I'm just calling like
well,
I see it.
Well, you have
sometimes.
Low standards.
Well,
there's
I don't know
there's a difference
about
between
that.
Being patient and
I
having
I got pretty
low
high standards for the players.
Well, listen, I like where you are. You've been holding the team a little more accountable than I'm used to.
Good.
Yeah, he has.
Well, he's got a sharp tongue on Stott. I don't like that.
Well, I got a sharp tongue on Boehm. I got a sharp tongue on Stott. And I got a sharp tongue on Mark.
You've always had a secretly sharp tongue on Boehm.
More off the air.
Yes.
Tongue on, well, I don't say tongue on Boehm, but you know what I mean? Like, it's been more off the air than starting to get on the air.
Yes.
Yeah. Because he drives me nuts. Yeah.
All right.
He drives me nuts. Last thing, I am getting to the point. I know you guys brought this up earlier.
Yes.
Even if it means missing out on Kyle Tucker, you got to extend Schwarber.
No, you don't.
You do.
Nope.
You do. Number 12 can never wear another uniform ever again.
Okay, and he's so sign him after the year.
And he's going to be the manager after Rob Thompson's gone.
Sign him after the
year. Wow. Okay.
Joe Girardi.
Joe
Girardi style here, like with the Yanks.
He's the Yankees.
Yeah.
Listen, Kyle Tucker's amazing. We love him. You can't lose Kyle Schwarber.
Sign him after the year. I love this Schwarber. I love that he's hungry. I love that all of a sudden JT Realmuto looks like the best catcher in baseball again. Do you think this is any coincidence? Like Schwarber, who we usually wait until June to get hot, do you think there's any coincidence that he's in a contract year and all of a sudden he's hitting like June like he is in April?
Well, he did it last year, to be fair.
Well, shut up. That ruins my point. Do you think that JT, any coincidence that in a contract year, all of a sudden he's got a spring in his step, he's throwing guys out, he's let them play for their contract. If it costs them more money at the end of the year and you end up getting a contract year out of these guys, go for it. I'm just like, I want to win a World Series this year. And signing Kyle Schwarber to a contract right now doesn't help them win a World Series this year. And I want to keep their options open.
I'm going to tell you who did it. The Eagles did that. The Eagles did that with players, you know, last year. So they haven't been signing guys in the middle of the season like they used to do once upon a time.
Right, right, right.
So you let these guys play their contracts out. Because they could have signed Zach Bond during the season if they wanted to.
Yes, let them play for it.
They could have. But they letting guys play it out. So I kind of agree with that.
Yeah.
I mean, we know Schwarber's going to get a contract, but there's no harm and just letting him play it out if he's going to play this good.
Well, the problem is also, like, the Vlad being taken off the market, that's an option for a lot of teams out there that just makes Schwarber's market that much bigger. You might as well get it done now.
No.
So you don't have to worry about it.
Let him play for it. Sing for your supper. That is hashtag no extensions.
Well, I hope the team doesn't say that.
Well, I'm saying it.
Yes.
I'm saying it. We love you.
Yeah.
We blah, 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 blah. Give him, you know... Give him
the
nicest meal after the game.
Because if he gets Schwarber one, JT's going to be looking.
Of course.
Why am I not getting one?
Of course. I'm done. Like, if we say that this team has to do it, I'm sick of just, we get into the season and all of a sudden, well, we love him and this and we can't lose him. If you don't lose him, if you pay him exactly what somebody else pays him, he's going to stay.
And he doesn't want to go anywhere.
He wants to leave. He wants to be here. It's not, this is business, man. And there are too many times in the history of sports where guys, it's not just the Eagles last year, though it did work. There are plenty of players who have great contract years.
Oh, yeah.
Let them have a great contract year. And if it costs us more money, if it costs them an extra, you know, the year on the end of the contract or something like that, I'm just like, I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about this year. And I think there's a better chance you get a great season from him this year if the contract is held over his head. Just sort of my thoughts there, Jackie Baseball.
Nice.
All right. You all right over there?
No, I'm good.
Nope.
Okay. Nice.
He's not all right.
Well, I disagree.
All right.
I know.
Yeah. Because you're scared of losing your guys.
Well, I love Schwarber.
Yes, he'll be here.
I think we all do.
Yeah. It's like, again, I lost Hoffman last year. You know, that was stressing me out all season. And then all of a sudden, he's a Blue Jay. And now look at the bullpen. Kyle Schwarber, he's getting better. Like, he's getting better as he's getting older. He's ripping. That was the hardest hit ball by a lefty in Chris Sale's career last night off Kyle Schwarber, or the Kyle Schwarber home run.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. And he did it without an extension.
Yeah, I know. He might be David Ortiz.
Yeah, I love him too. I think he's a great
player.
Love
him. I know you. I just can't lose him.
He's not going anywhere, man.
Good. Well, I hope you're right. I'm going to cut this audio when he's a freaking wherever he is
he's
next
not
year.
Going anywhere.
A Red Sox.
Yeah, it's a Red Sox again.
Well, Bryce is not going to let him go anywhere.
I hope not. What are you looking? What are you giving me that look for? Why am I getting back into a corner here?
I'm not backing you into a corner. I would never do that.
Mark in Delaware, you're on WIP. What's up, Mark?
Yo, I got to agree with Jack, man. They better sign him quick because...
or else what? He's going to leave in the middle of the season? What? Like, he's under contract.
If he goes to the end of the season, dude, he will not be a Philly.
Yes, he will.
Yes, he will. He's not going anywhere.
The only way he wouldn't be a Philly is if he had a great season, if they had a huge opportunity to upgrade and it cost huge money, and in which case, I'd be fine with that, too. I want him to be here, but you have to... We can't go into another offseason like we went into this one with no optionality whatsoever, and they bargain bin shopped all, and the Kepler thing might work out. Romano's not going to work out. Lizardo might work out. I'm great with those guys as an accent to really making yourself known during, but if they don't, here's my problem, Mark. If they lock themselves into Schwarber and this team doesn't do it again this year, I want more optionality after this season. And let him hit. Like, let him hit lots of home runs. We can sign him after the year. I just, like, what if you sign him and the whole team implodes? Then you're sure you need Kyle Schwarber? Like, I'm enough of hearing about what a leader he is if the team imploded last year and we think they need leadership. He's a good player and he's a good clubhouse guy, and I'd like for him to be here. I'm just not worried about losing him.
I just think if you let him go to the end of the year, he's going to get a big contract from, like you said, the Red Sox or the Yankees or somebody like that. So.
Nobody's given Kyle Schwarber more than 4 years. Nobody. No, I agree. Nobody wanted to give Alex Bregman 3 years. You know, like, there's not... The number of guys who get enormous contracts in baseball, we see these headlines with Soto and Vlad Guerrero and, you know, Garrett Crochet and those. They're all young. He's 32. He's a DH. He's like, the most he's going to get from anybody is 4 years. And we can give him 4 years at the end of the year if that's what we need to give him. If they could get a bargain now, fine. But my sense is if they could get a bargain, they would have already signed him.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. The only thing I disagree with is Bregman is a positional player, so they didn't want to give, you know, nobody's going to give him money at being a positional player.
You mean because he has more value?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Yeah, because he actually plays in the field?
Yeah, well, no, I'm talking just because, isn't Bregman older?
I think Bregman's maybe a year older than Schwarber.
Like 31.
Yeah, he's a year younger. There you go. It's like,
gotcha, okay.
Yeah, I don't think there's as much money out there for older players as we think there is. Not that I don't think Schwarber's going to get a good contract, but I'm not worried about somebody giving him 6 years, $200 million.
No.
My gut tells me he wants 4 years. They're offering him 3 years. They're stuck on it. And if that's the only difference, then let him earn the fourth year. I'm not worried about him getting some huge contract elsewhere. And we can't on one hand say, this is just my, and again, I want to say this, I know somebody's going
to
say I'm a Schwarber hater or something. I think he's great.
It's hard to sound like it.
No, I think he's great. But we can't on one hand say, this core better get it done this year, mm-hmm. or else. And then on the other hand, say we're locking in the core before they do anything. Like, let it play out. I understand the sentimentality with Schwarber. I know he's a great player, but on one hand, everybody's telling me they don't believe in this team until they see them do something in the playoffs. But then on the other hand, we want to limit our offseason flexibility for a guy who's already on the team when they haven't done anything already. And I'm just saying, let him have a great year. And if it costs them more money, it'll cost them more money. They have every opportunity to match any deal that anybody throws out there for him. They have every opportunity to do that. If I'm Kyle Schwarber, I don't want to have to move again, you know? So let him match a deal somewhere else. But I'm not locking myself in now for a team that I'm not sure can even get over the hump. I hope they can, but I have a tough time.
But he's not the reason they're not getting over the hump. Like, he can be a part of the next core as well. I mean, that's the thing. I hear you. I know they haven't gotten over the hump, but it doesn't mean to lose Kyle Schwarber.
No, I'm not saying so, but I'm also saying, like, I'm not limiting my offseason ability to go get a whale to lock myself into Kyle Schwarber. I think he's a great player. I'd like to have him. I think they can keep him. But if he's hitting great, let him earn the contract. There's a reason the phrase contract year exists. Let him have a contract year. Let us have to overpay him would be my position. So,
can I give you guys my answer?
For the ladies' man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how this guy dates so many women, but it's Pete Davidson.
That's a big answer.
That's a ladies' man.
See, that's
one that we don't
difference.
Get, but yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the difference. Jalen, super great looking guy.
Right.
You never hear him out with anything. Well, he's taken now.
Sure.
Pete Davidson, not a great looking guy.
Right.
Gets it done.
Doesn't even need Bluetooth.
No.
Rumor. That's why I almost got a 10-incher.
Yeah, I was going to say, little Nick Foles.
The rumor says.
Yeah, some Nick Foles action going on there with Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
215-592-9494.
Comedian?
Yeah. I mean, okay. Saturday Night Live. Yeah, and does stand up.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So, but that's what he, I didn't know if he was an actor or, but he's mainly a comedian.
Mainly a comedian.
Like I said, Saturday Night Live.
And now he acts. He had that movie, what was it, King of Staten Island, I think it was called?
Yep.
Yeah, it was a good flick. I kind of like that movie.
Wasn't
bad. Wondering how he attached himself to the Eagles this year.
Yeah, everyone's confused by that one.
He must be filming a movie around here.
I would think so, but they seem friends with Pete Davidson.
Well, yeah. But he's filming a movie, so maybe he's around.
Yeah.
And those guys go out, and he's out at the same time. And maybe that's how he's a young man, like sports, probably.
They're probably all wondering the same thing. Like, how'd you do it?
Yes. They all want to know. That's why they invite him in. Pete, what is your secret? Tell us about your secret. All right. Speaking of secrets, Broads has a secret, and it's that he gets high. No, just kidding. Flyers and 50 with Broads is next. We're getting to the end of the... I know the Sixers only have 3 games left. The Flyers must be right on the end of it as well. So Broads, who got John Tortorella fired, joins us next for Flyers and 50. Which is the bigger problem for the Phillies, the daycare or the bullpen? 215-592-9494. Today's show, sponsored by the great folks over at Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down, up to 6 years to pay it off with no interest at all. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Grilling, it's a sizzler. In the kitchen, we go to Ramsay. They call me the Rizzler. And I just hit the Rizz face.
Big ol' AJ in the ring. I just swept them, grabbed the broom. Now I'm in the gym bench pressing. I give that lift five big booms.
I got Pokemon cards. Fresh chicken bits, hitting the ball so hard. They thought it was an earthquake.
Nah, my name, Cordoba.
This guy out of it. Just it's gonna go right to the hook.
The summer, it's the song of the year. Oh, it's gonna boom, boom, boom.
It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike Spike and Fritz. This show is so dumb.
Yeah.
It's really dumb.
It's a dumb show.
It's really dumb.
It's so dumb. I do love that tune, and I still think Big Justice is cooked, but we got to get the cousin out of that song.
He's bad.
He doesn't need a verse, you know?
I don't even see them on my TikTok anymore.
It's like in Hit 'Em Up when the second Outlaws guy comes on. It's like, enough! More Tupac. Less Outlaws. No offense. Brodes,
where are the Outlaws?
Who knows? Brodes, what do you think? Brodes is here with us. Flyers and 50.
He doesn't have an intro?
Oh.
Yeah, I don't have an intro.
Oh, there he is. No, you don't have an intro.
I'm sitting here waiting on an intro, bro.
No. The intro after we start talking. We can see Brodes up there, too. Talk, Brodes. Go ahead.
I got you. What do you mean talk?
No,
we wanted to see you on the screen.
Yeah, we wanted to see you on the screen.
We can see you on the screen in here.
Yeah, all the YouTube people can see you now.
How do I look?
You look good, man.
You look good. Can you
fancy backdrop?
Can you give everyone at who's on YouTube right now one of the facial expressions you make in the YouTube stills or whatever?
I could, but it's a very dangerous game. Can use against me at any time, so I may hold off.
All right.
Shut up.
What? No, hold on. I got some things to say. Can I say
okay,
it?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Well, yesterday I hop into my truck, and the first 3 seconds is Ike screaming at Elliot about training camp stats.
Yes.
So I actually thought to myself, do I dare go to the skate zone next year and start plugging away on a notepad Matvei Michkov's training camp stats to
do
see
it.
How it relates?
I think it's something you should do.
100%. And you should steal the training camp bit from Elliot. 100% you should. And by the way, that whole argument was a complete accident. We were talking about something completely different. But Elliot has this way of sneaking in a little thing. That makes you want to strangle him.
Yeah, no, I love it. And then we could do Flyers in 50 live from the facility and be like, whew, there was a 2-on-1, and I can't believe, Matvei Michkov looked off Travis Konechny. Do we have a problem in the locker room?
There it
is.
You
know what I mean?
That's what I want to see. Yes, absolutely.
All right, so that's my first thing.
Okay.
And then I have one more.
Okay.
Then I got one more.
Okay.
You opened the show today asking if we were going to do any off-season Flyers conversation, and then somehow magically this turned into Brodes in 50. This is the biggest off-season of my life. I am dissecting every prospect 1 through 10.
There
I'm
you
giving
go.
You the rundown on their ability to skate, what their stride looks like. Yeah. Can they throw a backhand sauce marinara tape to tape or not? I need some real, real deep analysis on this stuff. You're going to throw me some, hey, it's the off-season crap. This is a big deal.
All right.
It's a big deal.
Brodes, here's what I would say. It's fine.
Are you at your home? You sound crazy, man. You're a lunatic.
Nats from 1 to 4.
The only thing I would say here, Broads, is if we're going to do a hockey prospects, we're keeping it to 50 seconds.
Right.
Like, I know Flyers and 50 has grown to be about a 7-minute section or whatever, but if we're talking about, you know, Vladimir.
Right. It's a lot of. Yeah.
Single Osraman or whatever from Chechnya. You know, we're going to have to keep it to the 50, the tight 50.
I'll think about it. Thank you for offering that. I'll think about it. Speaking of prospects, Frozen Four tomorrow, you got to watch Boom, who you could have drafted, but instead you went Luchenko. So that's always going to be a heated rivalry in town. Luchenko or Boom. You know, you got Boom on Denver's defense. You watch out.
Right. Oh, yeah, this is Brandon. This is Earl Thomas over Brandon Graham. That same thing.
Just,
yep.
It's just essentially what it is. Like, no laughing. Michigan State was a one seed.
We're not doing college hockey. Hit his thing.
Hold on. We went down.
Shut up.
Flyers in 50 with Hunter Brody.
All right. The last we saw the Fly Guys, it was Saturday. They lost 3-2 in Montreal, paling with a filthy goal. But then, of course, you know, people started to freak out. Oh, no, they're winning again. No, they give up 3 straight because they stink. Like I told you, they would lose. So don't worry about it. They even gave up a shorty. They don't know what to do on the power play. They stink. But anyway, there's a game tonight against the Rangers, 7:30. Can't wait for puck drop. Listen, I sat down with Jason Martinez, and he said something to me I've been thinking about all day.
Did you ruin your voice?
No. I'm good. Jonesy, I was trying to sell it. All right, listen. Hold on. I didn't get the point. You're distracting me.
All right, get your point out.
Go ahead and finish, bro. Go ahead, brother.
All right, Martinez said that Jonesy's been talking about how they've been studying Howie and how he does things and manipulates them. Daddy B, the next big GM in Philadelphia. I'm going to be insufferable if that's what we get. You think Howie's Kobe? Yes, I do. What do you think I think about Danny if he starts bringing me cups?
Can I tell you, bro?
Jordan?
Yeah, baby.
Broads.
Yes.
I don't know if you're built for this, man. Your voice is cooked. You yelled for 30 seconds, and your voice is cooked.
What do you mean I'm cooked? I do 4 hours with the station.
I hear the voice a little cooked. How many Flyers games are left in the season, by the way?
I think 5. The next Thursday, the 17th, whenever that is, I think that's their final one. Because Sixers are wrapping up, Sunday or
Sunday,
no?
Yeah. They play tonight. They play the Wizards tonight, and then the Bulls on Sunday, the Hawks on Friday. Forgive me for not knowing. Where are we draft position now? And there's a lottery in hockey as well, right?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. There's too many games for me to play that game. I'm more of a let me stand by and wait until there's like a day or two left to see where we fall.
Okay.
So I'm not the obsession with exactly where they are every second of the day just because it changes so much. You know, I got other things to worry about.
All right. Okay. Well, if you're going
to. You know what I mean?
Now, what happened to that number one seed?
Oh, your Michigan State squad?
Yes.
Dude, you lost to Cornell with like 3 seconds to go. And the Sweet 16, that's the first round of the tourney.
Oh, but I was told that Tom Izzo's Mr. March.
Yeah. A tough one for Michigan State. So, any chance any of you dive into some Frozen Four tomorrow?
No, absolutely not.
Penn State's involved.
Who cares?
That's even worse.
We hate Penn State.
But it's the Penn State BU, Boston University.
No.
That's hockey, baby.
Get out of here, Morgani. Morgani used to try to talk about the Frozen Four all the time, too.
Well, that's because Al Morgani's a very smart individual.
Yeah.
Hockey man.
I agree with you, Broads. There were Sixers fans getting worried that Quentin Grimes was going to cost them a better draft pick. And I said, don't worry. They stink. They'll lose all the games. And you said the same thing about Michkov. Look, you want the guy to get in there and play. And if he accidentally wins you a game because he's so good, there are worse problems to have. So I admire your attitude through all of it.
Wow.
Of course. Now, is there a way that we can get the data on who watches in the city? Can we get the data? More Sixers viewership tonight or more Flyers viewership tonight with a Phillies game in Atlanta? How do we get those numbers?
Wow, that's three teams playing tonight?
Oh, it's a big action night. Yeah. Oh, I can't wait to tune in. Yeah, so I might go three screener.
Yeah, there might be five people watching the Sixers and four people watching the Flyers. The data might be too small at that point.
Yeah, me and you, there's one on each game.
Yeah, yeah. All right, bro. When are you on IP again?
Tomorrow after Jackie Baseball. It's always tough right after Jackie Baseball. You know, I get nervous.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, I always leave him the callers I don't want to talk to.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
He shoots me a text. I'm leaving you this, that, and the third. And then I say things that I can't say on the air.
Jay from West Philly, right? That's who ends up being on the line.
Never again.
Yeah, there he is. All right, bro. It's great job. Thank you, man.
All right, brother.
There he is.
See you, fellas.
There he is, bro. It's BroJD1 on Twitter. Speaking of Twitter, the Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. Which worries you more with the Phils right now, the bullpen or the daycare? The bullpen at 61.4%, hanging strong. Get to some interesting comments from Brandon Graham right after we talk to Tony in Pottstown. Tony, you're on WIP.
Hey, how are we doing today? Did you enjoy the ride last night, Spike?
Enjoy the ride.
Yeah, you're a big ridesman.
They're not going to win every game, buddy. It was a bad game on all accounts. But yes, I enjoyed watching the game. You didn't enjoy when they gave up the lead in the beginning of the game. We had the runs off of Wheeler, then we come back. Schwarber hits a bomb. That was fun.
Yeah.
Game was fun. It sucked at the end, but it was a fun game. That's the whole point.
Yeah. I mean, it just brings it into the topic of the day that the bullpen is a problem, and it's been a problem for this team. They refuse to address it. You know what? If Craig Kimbrell's still available, let's go bring him back. Let's just go get him back out here. You got rid of Hoffman because of, you know, the injury, and he wanted a lot of money, and they didn't replace him with anyone. Romano, Ramiro, Green Jacket, Gold Jacket, who gives a crap? It doesn't matter. He stinks. Right now, they're in trouble at the bullpen. I don't know how you can think, Spike, that it's the lineup that's the issue.
I didn't say the lineup. I said the daycare.
Well, the daycare.
Okay.
Well, I mean, this is the same thing, though. You're talking about...
No, I'm talking about a third of the lineup who none of them are producing at the moment. One of them is having a mental breakdown every time he makes an out. Marsh gets a chance to win an everyday job every single year and can't win it over Johan Rojas, who's a Mendoza line hitter, and let a ball drop in front of him in center field. And Stott, good fielder, but he's a 250 hitter. That's what he's always going to be, it feels like, right now. I don't like the bullpen problem is solvable by getting a bullpen guy. It's a lot easier to get a bullpen guy than it is to get an everyday center fielder or an everyday third baseman. You know, that's why it's not that I don't think the bullpen is an issue. I do, but if you're a team that is strapped for money, spending big money on spend $10 million a year on Jeff Hoffman. Like, I don't know. I just don't think that's the right allocation of funds. So you want them to get – who did you want them – like, what did you want them to do this offseason?
Well, there's more arms out there. You just said you can go out and get them. I would counter with this. Name me one trade deadline move or prior that has bolstered the bullpen and made a difference in the offseason.
For the Phillies?
Postseason. Yeah.
Well, they haven't,
But
I'm just as critical about Dombrowski's trade deadline moves as anybody is. He is, but it is possible. Look at all the arms. There were good bullpen arms that moved at the deadline last year, and they decided to go hunt a starter, and they didn't get it done. That, like, I thought that was a mistake. They went after Garrett Crochet. They got shut down on it, and they were putting their eggs in that basket. I wouldn't have done that. I thought they had enough starting pitching. I would have gone after a bullpen guy. There were bullpen guys that got traded last year, good ones at the deadline. Instead, we wind up with Tanner Banks. Like we made a mistake by not getting one, but it doesn't mean that they're not available. They're available. Point being, Tony, at the deadline, like teams that are not in like competition to make the playoffs, bullpen guys are. They're out there. Like, that's not what a team's going to hold on to at the deadline. A position player who's young? Yes, probably. A starter who's young? Yes, more likely. A bullpen guy? That's who they sell. I'm not saying it's not a problem right now. I just see a remedy for the problem in the future. I don't see a remedy for the daycare problem.
Spike, here's the problem, though. With the extended playoffs, the amount of teams that believe they're in the hunt has expanded now. So these teams that were notorious sellers at the deadline are not sellers now, unless you're a bottom dweller like the Athletics.
Again, there were at least three or four meaningful bullpen arms that changed hands at the deadline last year. There were. It happened. There will be. Tony,
you're competing with everyone else, though. But, yeah, as far as ladies' man go, Wilt Chamberlain, yes, obviously, the ladies' man of all time. But, I mean,
was there any video of it?
Competing with everyone. I mean, 100 points, Jack. Let Jack rant. Give it to him. Yeah. Give it to him right now.
Yeah, it's a good point, Tony. A lot of big numbers for Wilt. No video of any of it.
Well, thank God there's no video of that.
Right. No, did he say 10,000 or 100,000?
20,000. Yeah. Nah. Another tall tale in the Chamberlain story.
The legend of Wilt. Yep. Yeah. Come on, man. 20,000.
Well,
the math doesn't work out on
how old was he when he passed away?
I don't know.
60s, I believe.
Late 60s, something
yeah,
like
late
that.
Late 60s.
But when did he write the book?
He kind of sort of died early, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Figured he probably started at 14?
Probably.
He was 63.
There you
63
go.
To 14, so let's give him 13.
Okay, so let's give
let's
him...
say he got an early start.
So he had 50 years.
50 years.
So that's 400 women a year for every year.
That's it's only 365 Five days.
That's
year.
What I'm saying. The math doesn't... You know, he did have to play a game at some point. I suppose you could squeeze something in at halftime.
Is that what you did?
Me?
Back yeah. in the day?
No. My numbers, not anywhere near
not
Wilt's
nearly
numbers.
20,000 is a good
Well,
number.
I mean, all yeah. the stories with Will are fake. I mean, yeah. you want to
go...
They're
not all fake. Let's
there's
not
some tall tales.
Today.
Yes.
The some of the track and field stuff.
Legendary stories.
Paul Bunyan.
Yes.
I know.
It's all, we're just joking.
But they do a little bit tell the stories because you can't go...
Check it.
Yeah. You know, he actually ran a 3.240.
Yeah. Meanwhile, more and more clips have been shown of some of those games I found on Instagram.
Yeah.
Just brutal. Yeah. I mean, just brutal.
Jack pointed out, Bill Russell looked like Nerlens.
He dribbled like Nerlens.
Yeah.
He did. They could similar jumpers, too. No disrespect, but
no,
again.
None at all.
Yeah, no disrespect to Bill Russell.
So, may he rest in peace.
At least he was a winner. So BG was on yes. Up and At 'Em, and
she gets everybody, doesn't she?
Well,
she does.
Yes, yeah, she does. She does. Yeah. And BG retired, recently, a couple weeks ago. But as far as his retirement, well, you know, maybe not completely retired.
I'm 90% retired. I'm 90%.
I love that. That's my favorite answer. God, you have given me such gold over the years, and that is the best answer. You're 90%. Okay, let's break it down. The 90 I get, baby girl, yep. retirement, the torn tricep, all. What's the 10? What's the 10? What's the 10?
So that 10% is just in case, but I doubt it because I try to be a man of my word, and I don't want to have to play up in that back and forth stuff. I'm just going to accept it and just move on and get ready for what's next because I feel like I'm going to make the next thing great. You know what I'm saying?
He retired again.
You will definitely do that. But all I heard was you're not fully.
I know.
I heard the door is not cement, boat lock, master lock shut. I heard you're going to stay in shape, which you're going to stay in shape because in January, you might get a, we got to go face Mahomes. You told me you wanted to sack and you didn't get your paws on in the Super Bowl. And I feel like you'd answer that call. Am I right?
And you know what? We ain't there yet. But if it happens, we could say you say the first.
So he wants to play.
It sounds like he's leaving the door wide open.
Brandon wants to play. It is what it sounds. We all know Brandon. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. Mm-hmm. But when we heard... It's just a very different thing, and he's a different person, but Fletcher Cox sounded like he was retired. Jason Kelce sounded like he was retired. Maybe a little less, Jason. Yeah. But I also think Jason probably...
Fletcher was the one who...
Was done.
Yeah, he actually thought he retired early.
Yes.
Like, he still had football left in him also.
And
all three of these guys kind of... I mean, PG was playing great last year.
Yeah. Well,
and he didn't say, I'm not me to... Parse words. He didn't say 99% retired.
Right.
Like 10%, that's the chance we have of getting Cooper Flagg, and we're getting Cooper Flagg. So it sounds like he wants to play. play, honestly. Maybe he's just bored. I don't know.
I think what Brandon is doing is what a lot of players do, is when you, especially at this stage of your career, when you decide you're going to go ahead and hang him up, there's always something in the back of your mind that says, well, I could still do this if I put my best foot forward and I wanted to. Like, even with myself, I believe I could have played a 10th year if I really put forth the effort and working out and went and did all the tryouts and all. Maybe somebody would have picked me up. As a matter of fact, I've told this story a couple times, but I don't tell it very often because it's pointless. But I remember Andy calling me during the season. Well, not even calling me, asking me when I used to go down to practice. This is when you used to go down to practice and Andy would have open practices, meaning that the media could be there,
right,
watch the whole practice. And as a former player, I wasn't doing full-time radio, you know, so I would still go to practice and watch practice in 07, the first year I retired. So it gets to like October, and I think they had an injury or two on the team or what have you. And he was like, are you in shape? And I was like,
no.
Not really, coach. Yeah, like, yeah, not really. I'm really not in shape.
Well, you could have came back if those stupid St. Louis Rams coaches, they worked you out too hard.
Yeah, that probably did. That sent me into retirement, as they worked me out in March as if I was at the Indianapolis Combine.
Well, yeah. The real question for BG is going to be, forgetting about July, August, September, because he could be, theoretically, somebody goes down in November and they need an edge guy.
Right.
Is he staying in shape?
That's
now.
Where it's going to be harder.
Is he staying in shape now? Is he still going to be staying in shape in August and then in September and then in October and then waiting around? So I would imagine there will be a point at which Brandon says to himself, all right, it's done.
Remember when people were like, when Jason was still hanging around the building, they were like, oh, Jason Kelce, he may be coming back. He still has an office in the building.
I thought so.
Yeah, but he stopped working out.
Right, that was the biggest thing.
Yeah, and that was the thing. Like, once you stop preparing your body to do this, I don't see how you can get back into it. So, long story short, too late for that. But I think if BG stays in shape and he gets a call, and I think it would have to be from the Eagles. I don't think he would go play for someone else.
Lions.
I think it would have to be for the Eagles. I don't even know if he would go play for the Lions.
Really?
Maybe he would, you know, but I think his family is here.
Yeah.
I think he knows the Eagles don't want to see him in another uniform.
Right.
So I think he would honor that. And if it's not going to be for the Eagles, then I don't think he would do it.
Yeah, what's the point?
Yeah, I don't think he would do it.
Go do it for the Seahawks or something.
He already has two rings. He's got two Super Bowl rings already.
I think the difference between him and Kelce, and I don't know this for Brandon, the hardest thing I would bet for Kelce is not naturally big enough to play that. Like, Kelce was small for that position, but I think probably had to work to keep weight on.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I don't know if Brandon's the same way. He looks like he's sort of maybe
you know, he got to work to keep weight
off
so he doesn't get too big.
Too big. I think it's got to be harder to almost put weight on than take it off.
Well, that was my thing. I used to have to put weight on. Yeah, I used to have to, you know, when you train, I was putting on 15 pounds every year.
Right,
you put on 15 pounds of muscle every year because by the time I go through the season and get to the end of the season, I've lost 10 pounds.
Well, your problem is you don't finish your meals. I've never seen anything like it.
Well,
you're not a big eater.
I just don't sit down and just stuff my face the whole time. I can eat now, but I can eat a little bit later.
Yes.
Like, I've always been that way.
You're like my cat was. My cat was that way. She just sort of snack here and there through the day.
That's where I've always, you know, I've always told my coaches and teammates who used to tease me about that, when I'm done playing, I'm not going to have to worry about gaining weight.
Right.
Yeah, all of you guys do.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why older guys still working out. Yep. Got to pump weight. I don't have to worry about that.
That take aged well, you know?
It did.
It did.
You know, Richie was telling me, Richie's skinny now, but Richie told me when he retired, he put on like 60 pounds or something.
He was over 300 pounds.
Yeah, he was really big.
I remember.
Yeah. There you go. And B was big when he was here, but he said he was even bigger. Yeah. All right. Well, we did say we're kicking off Eagles draft season today. We are 2 weeks and 1 day away from the first round. And who better to talk about the NFL draft than the WIP Afternoon Show's own Mike Mayock. Mike Mayock joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.